Cal Brince came in here a little while ago. He said, where's the Apple Country guy? You know, the Apple Butter, Mr. Apple Butter Festival. He's wearing his sash. And I said, Cal, where's the apple butter? He goes, well, and I was like, oh, you're killing me. So he goes, hey, I got some stuff in the car. Welcome to the program, Cal.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Okay. Laura, go ahead and dive in. Let's find out what's happening.
All right. Well, we've got the 18th annual Apple Butter Festival coming up this weekend, right?
That's right. It's Saturday and Sunday all day. So we got lots of stuff going on.
And tell
on.
Us where, how do we get to your orchard?
We're located 4 miles east of Idaloo, right on the highway. Mm-hmm. So if you go out Highway 114, 62, 82, you come to Idaloo and then 4 miles on east of there, and we're right on the right-hand side.
So easy to find.
Can't miss us.
Well, you know, for people that are uneducated in the area, what you want to do is the easiest way really to get there is to get on the loop and go around and head toward Floyd A. to Crosbyton. That's the sign you want to go for.
That's correct. Okay. Or if you're on the west side of Lubbock, get on the Marcia Sharp Freeway.
And keep and on keeping on. Yeah, don't get off.
Road.
Yeah.
Don't get off.
All right, so tell me about some of the products you're going to have available at the Apple Butter Festival.
Well, I brought a few props for you to look at here. Our German apple cake
Whoa. Props?
Look at?
Props? Look? Man, we're trying to live the dream
okay,
here, and you're killing.
Let him tell us. Okay, it's a what?
It's a German apple cake. That's our signature item out at the bakery. And we have our fresh homemade turnovers, apple turnovers. And we also have apple pecan pie, which is one of the favorites of folks, so, as well as grandma's apple pie. And, of course, our famous apple butter is here. And also, something a lot of people really have gotten into.
Oh, yeah.
Honey!
You are famous for your honey out there.
Our raw honey, yes. So, and we have our dried apples, which are just a great snack and very popular for folks that don't want to have to carry a big old heavy apple around. They can carry a sack of little apple chips.
Well, the dried apples are good diabetic action, too.
Well, that's what I thought, because they're not as sugary, right, as a regular apple.
Right.
Yeah. So that's a good snack.
Back to the apple butter, we also have apple butter as well as a lot of other jams and jellies that have no sugar added.
Oh, that's good.
But you can't tell it because we use either apple cider or white grape juice in the mixture, which
so naturally sweetens.
No, I just got to ask a question because now everybody's thinking when you say that, when you have apple cider, you got hard cider out there?
yes, we do, but we can't sell it.
Yeah,
but we can
quick,
sip it.
Yeah. Quick, guys, hide the still.
Yeah. Now we make a lot of cider, and of course the fresh apple cider will be available as well. And as you're going around the festivities, you can sip on a little cider. And of course we have all sorts of food. We have a barbecue lunch both days. And by the way, I might mention too that this is a function that is the main fundraiser for our Rotary Club, which is Metro Lubbock Rotary.
Good.
And so Apple Country and Metro Rotary team up, and we put this on and benefit Meals on Wheels and the Food Bank and Women's Protective Services and the charities
of
Rotary.
That's awesome.
Good.
Okay.
So what is the admission charge to get in?
$3 to get in.
That's all?
That's it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right.
And then all the – do you have apples to pick out there?
We normally do, but this year we had a freeze. Like everybody else in the state. So, no, but we have plenty of apples coming out of the field bins that we've brought in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were having a conversation yesterday, Cal, that people were concerned. They said, oh, late freeze, you know, light on apples.
Right.
But anyway, you guys got it going on, got all the goods. Hey, appreciate that. If somebody wants some information, real quick, give us your phone number.
It's 806-781-1752.
Apple Butter Festival this weekend.
Be there.
Aloha. Good morning. It's 7:39 with Tom and Laura. Welcome back, Cal Brince from Apple Country Orchards and the 18th annual Apple Butter Festival.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah.
So we talked about, tell us a little bit more about what activities are going on this weekend. It's Saturday and Sunday.
$3 to get in.
Just west of Idaloo.
4 miles east.
East of, I'm sorry.
4 miles east of Idaloo.
We're west of Idaloo. Yeah. Yes, east of Idaloo. And tell us about some of the activities going on that people might enjoy doing.
Well, of course, we have our regular hayride. But we have an awful lot of other things going on, such as we'll have chili roasting. We have the big blow-up slide that the kids of all ages can participate in. We'll have face painting. We'll have an archery contest there. You can sign up and buy a few arrows and do that. We have a slingshot that we used to use apples for. This year we're going to use tennis balls since the apple crop is kind of light. We have a farmer's market there. Live music all day, petting zoo, ladybug release, and a lot more. There's just a lot of activities going on.
So the ladybug release things, it's kind of like helpful for your environment there. It's kind of like a pollination thing going on, right? Isn't that right?
Insect control, not pollination.
Oh, insect control. Pollination, insect control, it all kind of falls under that same umbrella, right?
Yeah, the ladybugs are good bugs, and they eat the bad bugs.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. They eat the mites, right?
And
the
scale, mites. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, here's another thing I wanted to mention. You also have, you said that farmer's market. Where's that going on?
Well, we have a farmer's market today going on just inside the Loop at the Garrison Aging Center, which is right there on Quaker Avenue, just inside the Loop, and it'll be going on until about 3:30 today. So they can come out and buy fresh veggies and raw honey and apple butter and et cetera, et cetera.
And the Apple Butter Festival is not just good for letting people know that you're there and all of these products are available all the time out there, right, but it's also a fundraiser. Tell us about that.
Yes, we team up with the Metro Lubbock Rotary Club, and that's our annual fundraiser for benefiting all sorts of the Rotary charities, among which are the food bank, the Meals on Wheels, Women's Protective Services, et cetera.
Now, when you say we team up with Rotary, are you a Rotarian?
Yes.
Okay, I knew it was.
And my wife.
I knew it was an inside job.
Yes.
Had to be. Tell us what the Rotary Club does. I mean, because a lot of people go, oh, yeah, Rotary.
Yeah.
But what do they do?
Rotary is a service organization that is, the theme is service above self. Community, worldwide. We have tremendous numbers of projects all over the world. But the main focus of Rotary right now is elimination of polio. And we've been at this since 1984, and we are very, very close to eliminating polio from the world.
Wow. That's incredible.
Who would have thought? I never knew.
Yeah.
But, hey, Cal, thanks for being with us. Got the farmer's market over there by Garrison on 4th Street this morning, today.
Quaker.
Or Quaker, I'm sorry.
Quaker
and then
the
The Apple Butter Festival.
18th annual at Apple Country. That's 4 miles east of Idaloo on 6282.
Lots of fun.
Right.
Thanks for being with us. It's 7:43.